Are you ready for showtime? Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Are you ready for showtime?
Now, I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
I'm gonna tell you something. It ain't what you got. It's what you do with what you have. You understand?
Chaos on this planet is due to the music that musicians are playing, that they're forced to play by some who just think of money and don't realize that music is a spiritual language.
Keys to the City Radio.
Able to touch my toes, but I will still fuck these hoes. I might not be able to touch my toes, but I will still fuck these. You take steps to get to the sex, I just flex. Like Lex, dance moves with the pecs. It be like, damn, that man smooth like a Corvette. Phone, phone through the set, who's next to get suplexed? Suplex City, bitch. Suplex City, bitch. The vibe, yeah. Your boy been immortalized, yeah. Yellow M5 glide like water slide, true. Black trench like the taker, black tint so they can't make us. I fly the plane better than Tom Cruise, drive car like Dale Sr. With my feet up, lotus pose like Shiva on the floor for the fight with my seat next to Cheetah. I told that motherfucker roll the weed up, please, yes. I might not be able to touch my toes, but I will still fuck these. My new shit, only for dolphins. And let the slam off like dolphin trend. You know the Bronco starts howling once the light dims. And he ain't stopping till the night ends. So go ahead with your pity pack. My swimming trunks hold 50 bags. Don't make me hit you with the ditty dance. I carved 100 skulls into the handle of the mini bag. Boy, he fast.
On the map, back in New York City, like a Dodger cap, blue, smooth like blue suede shoes. I told my homie improve. I'm Tim Allen with the tools. I built my booth made of jewels. Left the hole in the speaker, stepped in the stool, no shoes, but got more soul than sneakers. Below the clouds, holding a crown, a coke and a smile, but on the humble, word to mumbles. All balls don't bounce. Yet a thousand styles flip out when a DJ spin out, hits out, spit back 100 rounds, pulled the clip out. The most dope niggas get roached, trying to approach the host. We lay it down. Yo, butter and toast, an introduction to the pro most fit to hold his dick and spit. A loaded clip to hit the listener's mitt. I invent too many patterns to pattern your path after. Tell the rappers that we got it mastered, yo. Miles Davis.
Davis.
Leader.
Miles Davis.
Trumpet. Miles Davis.
It's kind of blue, kind of new. Colossal tool, my whole team supreme. It's like a dream come true. I thought you knew, like the words to Brooklyn Zoo, how we cook the stew. Homie, my hookup might cut up your hook, you too. Salute the best of. Niggas hit us and drop they best of. We next up, hop off the deck for your cassette bus. You couldn't blow with cold training a monk. Playing the funk, what y'all need to be. Hanging it up, your cats washed up. Cutting with vets and got your paws plucked. Prison guards couldn't lock ours. Get your bars up, bar none. Nigga J. Barnes, get the job done. We could be Siamese twins. Still my squad won, my dude. My rent late, I still pay dues. I'm too cool. 2G, I see the ill street.
Think I'm here for little big man, 10 toes on the floor. If I'm popping, then we on. Papa said I'm gone, so if I got it, then I'm gone. You know you want me home.
I'm at work, don't hit my phone.
You see me paving roads, so when I'm riding we can coast. All this shit I do, and you won't even throw the road for me. I just need some, I go, I got niggas that's in need. You in my ear about some shit that I don't see. Seem like every day we got another problem. Like, why you mad? I be with you more than my partner. Remember back when we was drunk off in your Honda. Hey, we was riding around on Eva, had some weed. And now I see that nothing good lasts forever like it should. See the rainforest coming like I. Hey, like I would crack the blinds and let the sun in. Like I would hit it good, like I put money on it. Hey, like I would. But before I hit the hills, is it real? Was it ever? Hey, I was fucking so and so, but you ain't have to jump the boat. Can we talk? Can we eat smoke? So you was trying to say I changed.
Yes, yes. My name is Blake. This is Keys to the City Radio, episode number 008. Two away from episode 10, and we hit double digits. Hope we find you well. Hope you've had a great week as always. And thank you once again for joining us. We've got another packed show for you guys today. Heavily jazz influence throughout, which you might have noticed with those first four tracks. They're obviously hip-hop, but very jazz influence. And today we're continuing our birthday tribute specials. We've already done one a couple weeks ago on one of my favorite West Coast rappers, Nipsey Hussle, so make sure to go back and check that out if you haven't heard it. But today we're going to be focusing on one of my favorite vocalists and one of my favorite jazz artists in general of all time, and that is Amy Winehouse. And the reason for that is that she would be celebrating her 37th birthday this weekend, which is crazy to think how fast time goes by. She passed away back in 2011, but her birthday is this weekend, so we're going to continue our trend of birthday tributes, celebrating her music, and we're also going to be putting some focus as well on one of the producers who was key in her success. He goes by the name of Salaam Remy. We're going to be playing a few tracks, a few remixes of his, and I've managed to source some audio from an interview as well, where he talks about his relationship creatively with Amy Winehouse and another artist who he's been very proficient in working with, which is Nas, who have played here as well. So it's going to be a little bit interesting. It's going to be almost like a bit of a biopic episode, but in audio. So sit tight, guys. As always, get comfortable. Today's show, definitely going to have a vibe of more of a Sunday afternoon, getting the roast ready with all the jazz playing. So we'll be back in a bit. This is Keys to the City Radio.
My great-great-grandmama was a slave. My great-great-grandmama was a slave. I give it to you straight, I don't play. Ooh. I never
never miss a chance to party. No, no. At the house of truth, I'm hungry. Justice is the only way. I've got to go, I've got to go. I've got to go, I've got to go. Do it, I've got to go, I've got to go. I've got to go, I've got to go. Do it. Push through the door to safety. Safety. It's time you hear what I say. Yeah, 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 yeah. Shout it out loud, go back, there's no way. The speed of love is moving. I've got to go, I've got to go. I've got to go, I've got to go. Do it, I've got to go, I've got to go. I've gotta go do it.
Yeah,
make a difference. My great-great-grandmama was a slave. Oh, ain't gonna hold back, ain't gonna hold back for what must be done. Ain't gonna hold back, not gonna hold back for what I gotta do. Not gonna hold back, not gonna hold back for what must be done.
I've been holding down, freaking out. I've been sitting up, looking around. I've been spinning in my head real fast. Living dreams, staying on the scene. Lo-fi, hi-fi. You've been a real friend from the first time. I've been underground, D-town. I've been in your hood, see me round. I've been whipping no L's on me, yeah. Smoking green, eating greener. I've been getting older, getting meaner. You know, letting my love flow a little cleaner. Mistakes I make never wrong. Just a new lesson, maybe a new song. But you know, bitches learning.
I know you thought the song was over, but that's incorrect, because life keeps going on, and the energy never dies, does it? No, it doesn't. Ooh, that's why I've been with you from a month ago, you said hello.
Yeah.
Alright guys, welcome on back. I'm gonna run through all of the tracks we've played so far. I didn't manage to squeeze it in our intro before, so we open up today with Latin Grammys by New York-based rapper Action Bronson. Go check him out on YouTube. He's got some awesome food series as well on there. Guy loves his food. Then followed it up with a track called One Day by Chris Anderson and DJ Jazzy Jeff. Then we followed up Miles Davis by the rap and jazz hip-hop duo Blue and Exile. Then followed that up with Headphones by Maxo, another recent discovery for me. And then we kicked off that last little bit with three tracks, the first one being Make a Difference by Steve Arrington. That is again released on Stone's Throw Records, which we spoke about last week, so hope you've managed to go have a dig around their stuff. And then we followed up with a track by an artist called Liv, and that was called Lessons from My Mistakes But I Lost Your Number. That was released this year. And then that last one we played was The Silvers, We Can Make It If We Try, 1973. Right now in the background as well, we've got a track called Lowrider by Yusuf Days and Kamal Williams, two artists out of this deep pool of talented UK musicians coming from the jazz scene there, so enjoy. To get into a track right now, guys. Brand new one from Ezra Collective. Now, they are a 5 or 6 piece jazz band out of the UK, featuring Joe Armand Jones on the keys, one of my favorite keyboardists out of the UK for sure. And this one's called Dark Side Rhythm. This was released this week, I believe. But yeah, hope you like it. Very jazzy. We'll be right back.
darling, is so divine. Well, it sends an air of happiness to my soul and my mind. I know the way your eyes caress me, the look of love on your face sends me to a new dimension, keeps me spinning way out in space. Well, it's love, it's love, it's not my imagination. How else can I explain the phenomenon? Ooh, what sensation from this wonderful creation. The music I hear, it's the sound of your voice, darling. You're my rhapsody, my rhapsody. Ooh, baby, ah, the essence of your togetherness really, really turns me on. Even in a crowd of people, you and me can really be alone. Oh, baby, we're so together, darling. If you only knew, I'd give my life for you.
So from the top before, just to run back through some of the tracks, we heard back-to-back tracks, which are brand new releases from two locals here in Melbourne. First one up was Boom Boom by Horatio Luna, forthcoming off his new EP releasing next week. And we tied that in with a brand new track that is from a band who Horatio actually plays in as well. And that was the NYP Soul Remix by 3070, who are a jazz funk collective from here in Melbourne's Inner North. After that, we played I'd Give My Life For You by Marvin Gaye. And that was the Salaam Remy remix, which we're going to use to transition us into the second half of today's show and our birthday tribute to the one and only Amy Winehouse, as we mentioned before. And reason being why I wanted to showcase Amy's music, apart from the fact that it's her birthday this weekend, I've always been a keen enthusiast of R&B and jazz, as you may have noticed if you listen in weekly. When I first heard Amy's music, I must have been about 13 or 14 years old, I was blown away how someone like her managed to kind of mold both of those genres together so seamlessly. And then also just impose her own personality and voice on her music as well. It was really quite a travesty when she died back in 2011. But her music is obviously timeless. You know, you still hear it on the radio today. And I'm going to jump into a couple tracks which hopefully you might not have heard of as well. So we're going to kick it off right now. But here we go.
I incredible bongo bands Apache is one of the records that we believe were played on August 11, 1973 at Kool Herc's first hip-hop party, like the birth of hip-hop in that day. So I was sampling Apache, and I decided to slow it down. And when I hit it, it turned into... This song actually came at a time when Nas had a lot going on. My mom had passed 2001. His mom had passed 2002. He was at odds with radio stations in New York. You know, he had just gone through the battle with Jay-Z. It was just all this drama. And Nas being himself is sitting there watching all this stuff go around and being quiet and going, all right, cool.
Now let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo.
At first, I didn't know. I was like, so that's what we doing? Like, I thought he was going to be on top of the beat. I was, like, swinging ratchets. I was thinking about, you know, breakdancing, b-boying, doing the Brooklyn. Like, I was hearing all this energy. And he leaned back the other way. He didn't jump up when the record jumped up. He didn't try to chase the beat. He leaned back on the beat and let the beat propel him. And it was genius.
They shooting. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters, with them dimes at. They shooting. Oh, I made you look.
Because I'd use Apache on Made You Look, and the way I did it, I'm like, somebody's gonna come and sample this and then try to make an R&B record out of my record. Probably before Nas's record even was fully out, I'd already started on In My Bed, because I was like, I wanted to beat whoever was gonna try to sample me to the punch. Amy made me a better producer. She was just a real sharp girl who had a knack for saying really smart stuff. And I had a knack for pushing her to write what she really was thinking. It's like, even when we were doing In My Bed, I was like, I'm not letting you use the Nas beat unless you write a song that I like without the Nas beat. And she just figured out what chords would work over the Nas beat. And then I was like, all right, now the beat's out of here. You ain't getting that beat turned back on unless I like this song.
Wish I could say it breaks my heart like you did in the beginning.
To me, it's all about lyrics and knowing what the lyrical intent is and knowing what the intent of the record is, and then I'll find an interesting way to make the juxtaposition.
Let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for wifey. The girl who fly and talk so nicely. Put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We could drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the tee, this is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you wish with, count your loop with. Push the pool stick in your new crib, same hand that you hoop with. Swing around like you stupid. King of the town. Yeah, I been that. You know I where you and your men's at. Through the smurf, through the wop, baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringin' 88 back. They oh, made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They oh, made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your tail like your seat's hot. My lobs are getting lit up. Trunk in the car, we got the...
Wish I could say it breaks my heart like you did in the beginning. It's not that we grew apart. I'm not in
when we lay. Otherwise, minds are different ways. A different way from where I'm going. Oh, it's you again. Listen, this isn't a reunion. So sorry.
Guys, what we heard there to begin with was the producer Salaam Remy that I've been talking about. Now, he was talking about the production side of things when he was working with Nas and Amy Winehouse and how they were able to basically mold both of those tracks together and give that beat to both musicians and for them to put them on their own spin. So the first one we heard was Nas Made You Look, and then after that was Amy Winehouse In My Bed, which is probably my favorite song from her, along with this next one coming up soon. And then after that we played Best Friends Right, which is off a compilation series of hers. So this next one we're going to play by Amy Winehouse is a live version. We're going to play a couple other live tracks from her as well. But this one was recorded in 2003, 2004, kind of at the start of her career where she was just building up, and it's recorded on Jules Holland, which is a very long-running live performance show in the UK. Take a listen to her vocals. The control over her voice is insane. Hope you enjoy it.
I'm not used to this, no, no. I observe, yeah, I don't chase, but now I sit with consequences thrust in my face, yeah. And the melodramas of my day deliver blows that surpass your rejection, it just goes to show. A simple attraction that reflects right back to me. So I'm not as into you as I appear to be.
Yeah, this one here tonight, whenever comes to see me fly, yeah, I love to play to. And yeah, this one's for him.
Hello, friend. Wonderful, you got a friend. Cause oh, we change in our endeavors. I found we still have some things in common. Not any strange and wonderful that we're still friends. We're still friends. Through our hearts, we never parted. Through our living was friends as friends, friendships are, and the way we are when we're together, lest we know that we still. Not any strings and wonderful.
Quick rundown, guys, before we get into this next one. That was We're Still Friends, and before that we heard You Send Me Flying off her album Frank. This next one coming up right now, a live version of Mr. Magic. Super fun. Get into it. Enjoy.
Every day I see you, my hands were made for you. Yeah, you always give me stress-free point of view. Failure of after school, Mr. Magic. Hey, now what a song shall be.
Not a script to proofread. I spit some untruths to dumb fools and groupies. Fun to punctuate, pronunciate the funds I make. A monster take, put in your face. Oh, my mistake, you not a floozy, then excuse me. Before I talk my style, introduce me. Get your name and phone number like 1, 2, 3. Y'all know the story, y'all know the commentary. I kick the narrative, this is legendary. The good Samaritan, hood thespian. Like a polygamist with a twist. Will I marry again? Maybe, I guess. I hold a lady interest I just met. The love scholar, she the teacher's pet. Every other eve we meet and make each other sweat. I feel triumphant, no strings, just a fling to have fun with. I'll be out in London, Camden, hunting for the answers. Why did God take away the homie? I can't stand it, I'm a firm believer that we all meet up in eternity. Just hope the big man show me some courtesy. Why? Cause I'm deemed a heartbreaker like smoke. Girls linger around a player. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I never wanted you to be my man.
When I met Amy Winehouse, she was on some I'm a Jazz Singer.
Here's a darkness we once knew, and this deep regret I had to get accustomed to.
So basically the entire song, Tears Drying at Home, was written as a down-tempo song. And then I'd come across Ain't No Mountain High Enough stems at one point where they had the instrumental. This could actually fit to that song.
And she was like, I don't know about that, buddy.
Fuck it, I knew I'd do that. I knew that would catch.
She was still trying to, you know, get it to the simple, because she wrote it as a, well, I would ever sing to you. And I'm like, she had to get to a whole shimmy. She was like, how? And this is all in a couple days of her writing. My evolution of sampling really went from needing the sample because I couldn't figure out how to program it, to the point where now I'm able to sample the sonic of something and listen to it and not actually physically sample the record at all. Hip hop is taking anything from anywhere on the planet and pulling it back to this man's story at this moment. That's what I live for. Just getting her to go and do it at that level and that tempo, oh, she was mad at me.
And perspective was just, fuck this, let me run it up, what's up?
Basically, she kept going, hell no, I'm not doing this. I was like, why am I doing that?
All right, guys, so we just heard again from one of Amy's producers, Salam Remy. And we're going to finish off the show today with that exact song that they were talking about, which is Tears Dry on Their Own. It's a bit of a remixed version, this one. So it's a little bit more up-tempo, but hope you guys have enjoyed the show today. As always, take care. Hope you have a great week. Drop us a line, as always, on IG or the socials. Love to hear from you guys. Signing out for another week. My name is Blake. This has been Keys to the City Radio. Bye for now.
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know, and this regret I got accustomed to. Once it was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we get snatched. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, and you don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no
myself again. I should just be my own.